This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're still in his day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord is in his holy temple. Let all earth keep silent for him. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Anybody glad to still be here?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Still here.
Thank God.
Do you mind if your sister sing a hymn?
What do you say?
Do you mind if Ida sing a hymn because Mother Geese not there?
Oh, no. I'll wait for somebody to start singing.
Okay, Ida, sing a song. You don't need, they just don't see you. I'm just not going to see you.
Now, what do I sing?
Whatever you want to sing. What you sing in your church?
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is broken, little pieces, but it's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm tired.
All right, now.
Keep playing those games. We need a word for the people's pain. So let's speak right now. Let it fall like rain. We're desperate. We're chasing after you. No rules, no religion. I made my decision to run to you, the healing that I need.
Take All right, me now.
To the King. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
King. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Take me to the King.
God, thank the Lord. That's the one to go to.
Amen.
Yeah, whatever's wrong here, fix it for you.
Yes, Lord.
All we got to do is what? Ask, right?
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
Ask. What's going to happen after we ask?
And we shall receive.
We're going to receive.
Amen.
After you ask, start looking for it.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
And proclaiming it. And then they'll come to pass for you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to thank you all for your prayers.
You sounding good.
Yeah, I feel good.
Amen.
God be the glory.
Amen.
That's a good thing.
You've been working the word. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. I had to get back into the word and listening and praying more.
Thank
so
you.
Now I'm back on track and I just have to stay on track.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And let the Holy Spirit do his job.
Yes. I had to, it took a lot for me to be silent this morning. That Holy Spirit was just flowing through me this morning.
All right, now.
Amen. Good morning. Good report.
Good morning. Bless God. We thank God for this. I think the 212th day.
Amen.
Of the year.
Yes.
Tell somebody I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We didn't have to be here.
Amen.
Amen.
God's grace and his mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Has brought us here.
Yes, thank you.
And on Zoom together one more time.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise God for that. So let us go down to get our affirmation of faith.
We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scripture has said. We believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the light. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised to judge the world and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
Amen.
One God, one faith, and one baptism.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Has anybody got a scripture for us?
Go ahead, Mama.
Okay. 14th chapter, St. James. St. John, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Yes.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
My Lord.
I go to prepare a place for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again.
Yes.
And receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also.
My Lord.
Whoever I go with, you know, and the way you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest.
Uh-huh.
And how can we know the way?
Yes.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way,
mm-hmm.
the truth, and the life.
Yes.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Mm-hmm.
If you had known me, you should have known my Father also.
Mm-hmm.
And from henceforth ye know him, mm-hmm. and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet has not thou known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father, and have said thou then, show us the Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and mm-hmm. the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself,
but
the Father that dwelleth in me. He mm-hmm. doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very word's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, mm-hmm. shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Mm-hmm.
And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that mm-hmm. will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If mm-hmm. ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for 1 through 14.
Amen.
St. James 14.
Thank God. Prayer.
Thank you, Father, for God, we thank you for giving us to be able to do together in this service. We ask in Jesus, thank God, that Dr. Tremors that forgive us all of our sins and all our righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
God, we ask you to bless the service this morning in the name
bless
of
Jesus. Bless you in a special way, Lord.
God, bless the one of your children to give us the word in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
For your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Turn to our now and bless his home. Bless his family.
Yeah.
And God bless our people in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Not just in this body, God, but as all over the world. Let us heal, save, and deliver. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you again for this opportunity.
Yes, Lord.
Now let your will be done and be the same for us. Amen.
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 Amen. God. Anybody got another song for us?
Some folks worship money and the blessing that it brings. Some folks ride for glory to hear their Savior's ring. But I live for Jesus and to him I cling. Jesus is my everything. Oh, he's my everything. Yes, he's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness. Keeps me crying though I cry. Jesus is my everything. When my load is heavy and it's more than I can bear, I depend on Jesus, cause all he's always share. He's the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace. Jesus is my everything. Oh, he's my everything. Yes, he's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness. He keeps singing and do I cry. Jesus is my everything. Oh, yes. Jesus is my everything.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory yes, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, God.
He's my everything.
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 Yes, Lord.
Anytime, any day, he's mine. Yes, sir. Thank you, God.
And since we know he's our everything, then we are using for everything.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Yes.
He is the answer for every answer, every question you got, every problem you have.
Amen.
That in your way, every hindrance that come to block you. He is the answer for it.
Amen.
So it's not like we got to learn a long list.
Amen. Ooh, Lord,
all we got to do is call him by his name.
Amen.
Amen.
You ain't got to try to remember Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. Tell it. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
All and all.
Amen.
Let's. Subject today, we're going to excuse me, text today, we're coming from Colossians 3rd chapter.
Amen.
Amen.
We're there.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Colossians 3rd chapter, 1st verse. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth.
Amen.
Ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. And everybody, get up.
Get up.
Get up.
Amen. Get up.
Get up. We been given a new lease on life.
Amen.
Uh-huh. New hope, new peace, new joy.
Yes, yes.
New life in itself.
Amen. Uh-huh.
And all we got to do is to get up.
Get up.
Yes.
And get in it.
Uh-huh. Amen. Right,
okay. When we're talking about get into me, to get busy walking in the thing that we are.
Bless you. Tell it, Pastor.
We just sung a song or He's My Everything.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Okay. Then we need to walk like He's our everything.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen. Amen.
Talk like He's our everything.
Yes.
Be
yes,
in Him.
Yeah.
As He is in you.
Yes, my Lord.
Okay. And know that you're no longer that old person, even though that's what you see.
Tell it, Pastor.
But this is what makes it a faith walk.
Mm-hmm.
We're not walking by what we can see.
That's right.
We're walking by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not by sight, but by faith. And that faith is the word of God.
Yes, my Lord.
Whatever the word of God that says, that's what we're supposed to believe, and that's how we're supposed to act.
Amen.
Okay. Although the things that we see and experiencing seem to be contrary to what we are supposed to be in Christ.
Amen.
We are not to believe what we see.
That's right.
But believe what we know, what the word said.
Amen.
All right. Remember things that are seen are cardinal.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay, spiritual things, you can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know they're there.
Amen.
It's like the wind, mm-hmm. or the air.
Amen.
My Lord.
We can feel it, we can smell it, we can take it in.
Amen.
Okay, and we know that it's there because we are still alive.
Amen.
Yes.
And oxygen is a part of the equation for staying alive.
Uh-huh.
So once you cut off the oxygen from someone, they're going.
Amen.
They stay here long after the oxygen's cut off.
Amen.
All right. And so it is a faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not by sight, not by works, but it's the faith in the Lord.
Amen.
That He has done what He said He would do.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Even though you may go through life still acting the way you are, mm-hmm. and whatever it is that the devil may have trapped in, God has already delivered you.
Amen. Uh-huh. Teach it, Pastor.
Not from the way that you're looking for, but from the way that matters. Amen. The way that counts.
Mm-hmm.
The way that is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Because we got to suffer, Paul said, these light afflictions down here.
Amen.
Amen.
So we can enjoy eternal life over there.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah. So
we
must go through these things, and it's not God's fault.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
That we got to go through.
Amen.
All right, now.
It's our fault.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Caused by the first one that sinned.
Amen.
And brought sin into this world.
That's true.
And when they brought sin into the world, also brought trouble.
Amen.
All right.
They brought sickness.
Uh-huh.
They brought diseases.
Uh-huh. They
brought death.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Problems that we constantly go in and out every day. But we got to learn to live from the experiences that we already had.
Tell it, Pastor.
He did it this time. He'll do it again.
Amen.
How many people know He'll do it again?
Amen.
Amen. He'll do it again.
He'll do it again.
Hallelujah. He's doing it right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is that kind of God. He will do it again and again. And tell somebody else he won't get tired.
He won't get tired.
He won't be like, I'm tired of doing it. I've done it yesterday and I did it last week.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
He won't say, let somebody else do it.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
He wants to do it.
Tell it, Pastor.
My Lord.
He loves doing it for you.
Uh-huh.
And so He wants to do it. So He allowed these things to happen so that you can call on Him.
Amen.
And recognize that he is God and Almighty God. He is the one, hallelujah, that we need to look to.
Amen.
He said, I will look to the hills.
Yes.
From which cometh my help. And he identified who, where that help come from. He said, my help come from
the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. And tell somebody, don't you forget it either.
Don't you forget it either. Amen. Amen.
Uh-huh. The devil make you think that you don't know where your help come from.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now we can go to the doctors and doctors help out, but the help comes from them through God.
Amen.
Give them the wisdom to do what they need to do.
And yes, yes.
And the things on the earth to make it.
Yes. Well.
Amen. Yes. Preach it.
On earth is the Lord.
Amen.
And all that dwell therein, everything belongs to God.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And everything is good.
Tell it, very good. Amen.
Just how we use it that makes it bad.
Tell it. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We use it in a bad way.
Amen.
My Lord.
But the thing itself in itself is good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in itself is good and good and good and pure and good.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. But when you add us into it, we mess up the equation.
Yes, Lord.
Okay.
My Lord.
Let's look at this chapter 3. The question, the statement is made, if ye then be risen with Christ, if you be risen with Christ.
Amen.
Okay. Now you're claiming salvation.
Got it, Pastor.
You claim. Claiming deliverance to the Lord.
My Lord.
Claiming that you have been saved.
Uh-huh.
Baptized.
Yes.
Holy Ghost filled.
Amen.
Okay.
Now, amen.
That means to do all, be all that, you have to be risen with him.
Amen.
So if you be risen with Christ,
teach it, Pastor.
Then you need to act like you've been risen with him.
Amen. Teach it, Pastor.
Talk like you've been risen with him. Be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Although things seem to be contrary to what you're saying.
My Lord.
Still, first in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if you be risen with Christ, then you ought to seek those things. Look for those things.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Which are above.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. If you are Christ, everything comes from him.
Amen.
So seek the things that's in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly things.
Heaven.
Okay. And not the earthly things.
Amen.
And seek those things which are in above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
All right.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So whatever God got up there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Amen.
Okay. It's yours.
Tell it, Pastor. Right. Amen.
And he said, seek. And you shall find.
Yes.
Okay. So if you start looking for heavenly things in your life.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
They're there, you just don't see them.
Uh-huh.
And since you don't see them, you don't claim it.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
Okay. But we got to claim everything.
Yes,
that's the truth. My Lord.
It's our spiritual.
Uh-huh.
Claim everything that are of the Lord.
Amen. Uh-huh.
And start claiming these things that are earthly.
Teach it, Pastor.
My Lord.
We get our caught up in these earthly things.
Claim it.
We have these rag down, knocked out fights over that.
Amen.
We even kill one another over these earthly things.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And leave the heavenly things unattended.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So seek the things that are above.
Yes, yes.
Whereas Christ sits on the right hand of his Father, God. And then he tells us to set your affection on those, on things above.
Amen.
Set your desires.
Tell it.
On things that are above.
Yes.
You don't have all these headaches you're having.
Yes. Amen.
Trying to get those things that are
Amen.
On earth.
Amen.
And you can't take none of it with you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Leave it all for somebody else to put some fight over.
Amen.
We're going to leave it all.
Amen.
Cause family members to break apart and stop speaking to one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's so.
Leave it all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But one thing about heavenly things.
My Lord.
Tell it first.
Nobody can get what's mine.
Amen.
All right, man.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay.
That's true.
It's all mine.
Amen.
And I don't have to worry about trying to protect it.
That's true.
God got it.
Amen.
God will do it.
All right. And if God got it, that's all that needs to happen.
Amen. All right.
He's our safety deposit box.
Amen.
Yeah.
Our vault.
Yeah.
That we can put everything in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lou.
And it was not decay.
Uh-huh.
Moth will not get it. Rough will not rust it away.
Uh-uh.
Okay. God got everything. So set your affection on the things that are above.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We get I also heard Elder Bush saying some people put their all their hope and stuff in money.
Yes.
Don't put your hope in the money. Money is go and come.
Amen.
And it can you can let it sit in the bank and it go right away.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they have it in invested in the stocks.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Stocks go up and stocks come right back down.
Yes. That's so true.
One minute you're rich, the next minute you're poor.
You got that.
Have mercy, Lord.
That's true.
And you ain't been nowhere to spend none of it.
Amen.
Here's
a
Amen.
Yep.
All right. But whatever you got in stored in heaven.
Amen.
It's in there for eternity.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So seek the things that are above.
Yes,
not
sir.
The things that are on the earth.
Uh-huh.
They tell you that plainly.
Amen.
But where is our affections at?
Down here, Pastor. Down here.
On things on earth. We kill one another over things.
Right
over
down here.
That's true. It's so true.
Amen.
Okay. We fall out with one another. We stop loving them.
Amen.
Amen. On earth.
Amen.
My Lord.
That tag up there, mine.
Uh-huh.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it. Amen. Preach it. Preach it. Preach it.
We think it's mine. But we told you earlier today that the earth is who?
The Lord. Lord.
And the fullness of all that
is therein.
Yes.
Everything belongs to God, even you.
Amen.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
You claim yourself. Here you claim yourself.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
Okay.
Yeah, we claim it and stick tight to it, hold tight to it.
Amen.
We have had heart attacks holding on to it. Dying, gone out of this world.
Amen.
Held on to these things as the Lord is telling you.
Amen.
Put your hope and stuff in. Put your affection in things that's above.
Amen.
That are eternal. For ye are dead. And your life is hid with Christ in God.
Amen.
You died for the things of the earth.
Amen. Amen.
You're no longer clinging to that.
Uh-huh.
You're no longer putting your hope in that.
That's true.
Okay. Those things are dead to you. Your desires are not for the things of the world.
Uh-huh.
Help us, Lord.
Your desires are for heavenly things.
Help us, Lord. Amen.
Your desires have been to spend eternity in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. With the God the Father.
Amen.
So we are dead. That life is dead.
Amen.
But we are alive in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So we are alive in him. So we can say it is in him we live.
Amen. Yeah.
It is in him we move. In him we have our being.
Amen.
Okay. It's in him that we have everything. So my life is no longer my life.
All right now.
My life belongs to Christ.
All right now.
Okay, so I'm dead. Physically dead to the things of this world.
Amen.
But I'm alive.
Yes.
In Christ.
In Christ.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
All right, and so, and that's a good place to be.
Yes, amen. It is.
In Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Because everything else is going to pass away.
All right, now.
Okay. But the word of God.
Amen.
Shall last forever.
Ever.
Christ
ever.
Is the word.
Yes. Amen.
Yay.
So what it tell you, get in the word.
Amen. All right, tell it, Pastor.
Okay, get up off your whatever and get into the word.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Get up out of that gloom and doom.
Uh-huh.
And get into the word.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. And everything is said, give thanks.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
For this is his will.
Amen. Yes.
Concerning you.
In yes. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. So, we are dead to the things of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, our desire and our hope is not in earthly things.
Amen.
Our desire and our hope is in heavenly things.
Yes.
Okay, so when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory.
Amen.
Yes.
That's why you need to be in him.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay, when he comes back,
my Lord,
you're going to be able to come back with him.
Amen.
Because you're in him.
Glory be to God.
You live in him. You exist in him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to be in him.
Tell it, Pastor.
Yes,
amen.
It is.
So when it comes time to stand before the judgment bar, we don't want God seeing us.
Tell it, Pastor.
Because if he see us, he's going to see filthy rags.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to see sin and hatred and
amen.
Well, all this other stuff, because that's the flesh.
Yeah. My Lord.
And flesh can't go to heaven.
Amen.
Scripture said flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
Uh-huh.
So, therefore, we don't want to be in ourselves.
Tell it.
To be in Christ. So when God looks at us.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
He will not see us, but see his perfect son, Jesus.
Amen.
Because we will be in him.
Yes.
And then he'll be able to tell us, well done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
That thou good and faithful servant.
Yes.
Been faithful with a few things, and I'll make you ruler of men, and come on in.
Amen.
Joy. The beauty of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so God is here for us.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get up and get in him.
Amen.
Okay. He has opened up the grave. Okay. Grave is open.
Yes.
Come on now.
We just got to get up.
Amen.
That's true.
Okay. Stop laying there.
Yes.
Amen.
Brains open and he's giving you life.
Amen.
So get up out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get into the life of the Word of God.
Amen.
So when Christ is who is our life,
mm-hmm.
shall appear.
Yes.
Then shall you also appear with him in glory.
Amen.
Okay. That's the place. Tell somebody that's the place to be.
That's the place to be. That's the
place to be.
Now it tells us to mortify.
Yes.
Therefore, your members.
Uh-huh.
Which are upon earth.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Get rid of them.
That's right.
Put them out. Okay. Get lose those things that's of the earth.
Amen.
Such as fornication.
My Lord.
And cleanliness.
Uh-huh.
And oddness. Affection. Mm-hmm. Evil conspiracy and covetousness, which is idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
Mortify those things.
Amen.
Don't let them rule your body.
Tell it, Pastor. Yeah.
You rule them.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The devil has put them there for it to tempt you.
Mm-hmm.
But you are able to overpower that.
Amen.
The Christ that's in you.
Uh-huh.
So you rule them.
Tell it. Amen.
Not allow those things to rule you.
Amen.
All right. And my even Lord. When you do your very best, you still fall short.
Amen. All right, man.
Okay. Amen.
And we told you last week, grace was there to cover it up.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
To still make you look like you're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We will never reach perfection in this body.
That's amen.
My Lord.
All right. But we're about to be trying to do so.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Each and every day.
Every day. My Lord.
Doing mm-hmm. what we can
mm-hmm.
to make things right with God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
For which things sake mm-hmm. the wrath of God come on the children of disobedience.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So if you are disobedient, you're going to suffer the wrath.
Amen.
All right, man.
The word says so, so it's got to happen. Okay. You need to get, so you need to lose those things.
That's right.
Repent of them.
Yes, yes.
So God can forgive you of them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right, and restore you.
Yes, yes.
Let grace take over.
That's right.
Mm. And cover you.
Mm-hmm.
Let grace take over
mm-hmm.
and protect you.
Amen.
Let grace take over and shield you. Let grace take over and lead you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Grace covers it all.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And grace is love.
Yes.
That we don't deserve.
Tell that's it, Pastor.
But ask for it anyhow. Okay? Cling to that like you cling to these earthly things.
Yes, Lord.
Mm. All right? And everything will work out all right.
Yes, amen. It will. Yes, it will.
So it said then, in which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
So that was when you were living in those things.
Tell yes, it. Amen.
My Lord.
You walked with those things.
Yes, uh-huh. Lord.
But now you need to put them away.
Amen.
That's right.
All right. You don't need them no more.
No, amen. You don't.
You're not that person any longer.
Tell uh-huh. it.
Although you're still in that same body.
Yes, my Lord.
Teach it, Pastor.
Remember, we are a new creation.
Teach it, Pastor.
In Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We are in him. The things that we cannot see are spiritual.
Amen. Amen.
Things that we do see are physical.
Mm-hmm.
And carnal.
Amen.
Okay, Now it tells us also to, but now ye also
tell it.
Pull on, put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy.
Yes, yes.
Fill the communication out of your mouth.
Out of your mouth.
Put them all away.
Amen.
Okay. You say you saved. You say you've been born again.
Yeah, Pastor.
You say you that new creature.
Yes, Lord.
So why are you still getting angry with people?
Help us, Lord.
Face up, my Lord.
Why are you still getting back at them?
Amen. Help us, Lord.
When God told you the vengeance was his.
Yes, he did.
He will repay.
Amen.
Why are you so jealous of people? Fallacy in your heart.
Yes, amen. Yes.
Okay. Need to put them away. Pull it off. Get up so you can pull it off. You can't pull off your clothes laying in the bed. You got to get up.
Amen. Amen.
You're laying in all the mess and trying to pull it off. You can't put you laying in.
Amen. Amen.
That's so true.
You got to pull it off.
Pull it off.
So get up so you can pull it off.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pull off the ramp.
Yes, yes.
Not saying I can't help it. Think that I was born that way. You weren't born getting back at nobody.
Amen, Pastor.
You were born hollering and kicking and screaming. Or you just came into the new world. You're calling for help.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You want some help? Got bought, put in this world.
Amen.
Come from one world to another.
Yes, it is.
You were rejoicing and you're hollering and screaming.
Amen.
Yes. Thanking God for deliverance.
Yes, sir.
He made you free.
Made it open.
So that you can do what he wants you to do.
Amen.
So pull off the anger. Pull off the wrath.
Amen.
Pull off the malice.
Yes, sir.
Pull off blasphemy.
Yes, yes.
And they filter communication out of mouth.
Amen.
Some people need their mouth washed out with some lye soap.
Amen.
Amen.
I let that shut in for a while.
Amen. That's some lye soap. Amen, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
There's that washman. And his soap.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So they will realize that he need to be washed.
Amen.
So pull it off. Get up. Pull it off. Feel the communication out of your mouth. Get it out of there.
Yes, right.
Amen.
And you can't hide behind. I can't help it.
Amen. No, tell it, Pastor.
You can't help it because you don't want to help it.
Amen.
Okay. And that 8-9 verse says, lie not
one to another.
Don't lie to nobody.
That's amen. True. Help us, Lord.
Okay. We sang a song, the devil is a what?
Lie.
So why are you lying? The devil.
Amen. Preach it, Pastor. Amen. Amen.
Never made you do it.
All right, then, Flip Wilson.
Lie not one to another.
Amen.
Okay. All right. seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That you're supposed to have a new clothes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Act like you got on new clothes.
Amen.
You done pull off those ragged, holy clothes, dirty and filthy.
Yes.
You put it off. So act like you got on some clean clothes.
Amen.
You get on your new Sunday best you used to wear.
Amen. Amen. You
try to keep everything off it. All right. We get on the other play clothes, but you jumped all in the mud hole and everything else.
Amen.
So you got to pull that stuff off and put on the new man.
Amen.
The old man is gone.
That's right.
And you got a new creature in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Things that you used to do.
Tell it. Amen.
Somebody said, I don't do them no more.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Uh-huh. And have not put on the new man. And have put on, excuse me, and have put on the new man. You put off the old.
Again. Amen. Amen.
You put on the new. And don't pull off the old and give it to the Salvation Army. Put it off and burn it up.
Amen.
So you want to be able to get it no more.
Amen.
So once you burn it, you can't wear it any longer.
Amen.
Can't go back to it.
Put everything off that's old.
Yeah.
Of that old man.
Amen.
And put the new man.
Yes, yes.
That all that is new.
Yes.
Which is renewed in knowledge.
Amen.
Out of the image of him that created you.
Amen.
So your new man is new knowledge.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And it's the knowledge of Christ.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus and his Father God. That's the new man you're putting on.
Teach it, Pastor.
All right. We're going to burn everything else up. Okay. When you pull off that line.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Pull off the everything that's of the old man. Throw it directly in the flames. Don't throw it on the ground and say, I put it in the fire later.
No.
All you're going to do is come back and pick it back up.
Yeah, that's right, pal.
Besides, I believe I keep it another day.
Yeah. Good, pal. Put it off
and burn it right then.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
I can see somebody reaching in the flames trying to pull it back out.
That's so.
Amen. That's right. Amen, Pastor.
Yes.
Amen.
You think you forgave him a little bit too soon.
Yeah.
That's so. That's the truth.
You gotta wait another day before you forgive him.
Amen.
That's the old man.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
The new man, you forgive them right then before they even ask.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
So get up out of that old man. Those old things. And get into the new man.
Amen.
Which is in Christ Jesus.
Okay.
So you put on the new man and you renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created you. But there is neither Greek
nor
Jew.
Amen.
Circumcision. Uncircumcision. Barbarian. Satan, bound, not free. But Christ is all, and he's in all.
Amen.
There is no separation as to your nationality.
Amen.
Okay. In God, we are one thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And just people.
Amen.
You're not Greek, you're not Jew, you're not black, you're not white, you're not y'all are not brown, you're not anything but Christ. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Because all of us is a spirit.
Amen.
And spirits don't have colors.
That's true.
Teach it, Pastor.
How can I know they don't have colors because I can't see them?
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
You can feel him.
Yeah.
But you can't see him.
Tell it, Pastor.
So how are you going to make yourself a color?
Woo! Preach it, Pastor.
So put on, therefore, as the elect of God.
Yeah.
You're going to put on holy and beloved bowels of mercy.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want to put that on.
Tell it, but
we want everybody want mercy.
Tell it, Pastor.
Nobody want to give it.
Amen.
Get up out of that way. And take on mercy.
Yeah.
But if you want mercy, you got the first what? Show mercy.
Show mercy.
Mm-hmm. Give it.
Okay. So put them on. Put on the as the elect of God. You've been elected by God to be who you are.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
And to be his. So put on holy and beloved bowels
of mercy.
Of mercies.
Okay.
Put on kindness.
Yeah.
Put on humbleness. Of your mind.
Yeah.
Put on meekness and long suffering.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
He didn't say short suffering.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
But long suffering.
Too long.
You got to suffer in this world.
All right, now.
But that's why you need to use the spiritual man to help you go through.
Amen. Yes. Preach it, Pastor. Yes.
Forbearing one another and forgiving one another.
Amen.
All right, now.
If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you,
amen.
Also do ye.
Amen.
That's true.
Okay. You got to forbearing one another. You got to put up with some people.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody can't change as quick as you can.
Amen.
Okay. But they can change.
Amen.
Okay. Put on those things, forgiving one another. All right.
Amen.
That's the most important thing, is forgiving one another.
Tell it, Pastor.
Don't hold it, not even 1 second.
Amen.
The word said, don't let the sun go down.
Amen.
Don't even hold it 1 second, because when longer you hold it,
help us, Lord.
It's harder for you to get rid of it.
Amen.
Okay, because you start growing affections for it. Not realizing you have an affection for it.
Tell it, Pastor.
That's why it's hurting you so bad. It's hurting you because you got an affection for it.
Amen.
Let it go.
Amen.
With the old man.
Amen.
And take the new man.
Uh-huh.
And get at him in Christ Jesus to handle all your problems.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. So forbearing one another and forgiving one another.
Yes.
If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also ye do. So if you got forgiven by God,
amen.
You're supposed to forgive others.
Amen.
Tell it, Pastor.
And if you can't forgive others, then you won't be forgiven.
Tell it. Right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Get up.
Get up.
Get up.
All right. And get into the Word of God.
Amen. Right.
Get up.
Get up.
All right. And let the Word fight for you.
Tell it, Pastor.
Get up.
Get up.
And let the Word protect you.
Amen.
Get up.
Get up.
Let the joy bells ring from heaven on high.
Amen.
Get up.
Get up.
And let love abound in your life.
Amen.
Get up out of that misery.
Amen.
And get into hope.
Amen.
Deliverance. Victory. Joy and peace. Get up.
Yeah. Okay.
And don't let the devil get
you out of honor.
Amen.
And above all these things, put on charity.
Tell it.
Which is the bonds of perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Love is the answer.
Amen.
It's the key to your being perfected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he required us to be perfect in our love.
Thank you, Pastor. Amen.
And God, if we are perfect in our love, then we can forgive, we will forgive everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
Because see, God got that perfect love so he can even forgive us.
Yeah.
Amen.
No matter what it is and who it is.
Uh-huh.
How many times you've done it? How many times you messed it up?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. That's what grace is doing for us.
Amen.
Okay. Love. Put it on.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it on.
Amen.
That's right.
Don't never put it off.
Yeah. So.
It don't even need to be put off the bay because love, that's what, guess what? Love cleanses itself.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And not only does it cleanse itself, it cleanses you too.
Amen. Amen.
Because it cleanses you of hatred, malice, jealousy, and all these other things. Love cleans it up.
Amen.
Because love sees no evil.
That's all right now.
Feels no evil.
All right.
Talk no evil.
All right now.
Bear no evil. Love.
Yes.
Is that so?
Love is
put it on.
Hallelujah. Love.
Amen.
Put on love.
Yes.
Amen.
Everything's going to fall in place.
Yes. Tell it, Pastor.
Okay, now I think my time is up. So we'll say to be continued.
All right now.
To God be the glory.
Yay.
Amen.
Good word.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Get up.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. Yes.
It's the answer.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, God.
Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I thank you. Thank you for the good word. And I was also able to get on the Sunday school, because the Sunday school service that I'm a part of here, they changed the time from 9 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So I was like, okay, this is good. I can get all my services in. So thank you all for the good word. And I really appreciate you all, and I really enjoy it.
Amen.
And it's so good to be feeling better on this side.
Amen. You sound better.
Yes, I feel better. And I have to say, it's my fault. I was slacking on the word. So God just got me back into it. And I just, all this week, I just been trying to stay in the word.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Word works. Word.
Yes.
God knows how to get you back in it.
I'm sorry?
I said, God knows how to get you back in it, and he knows when to do it.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Hey, remember, it was all for your good.
Yes, it was. It didn't feel like it. I heard you saying that, but thank God I can say it has been for my good. But it during the time, it didn't feel like it. So I'm just going to try to continue to stay in the world so I don't have to go back to that feeling again.
Amen.
Amen.
It helps us to learn some lessons. Amen. Yes. God be the glory.
And as our testimony, request. God. All right. There'll be no other testimony or request. We will pray ourselves for the benediction. Don't forget, next Sunday, we'll be back at the in-person church and on Zoom.
Amen.
Wayne.
Uh-huh.
Did anybody tell you Miss Bowen had died?
Yeah. I talked with Elson. As of right now, the funeral is going to be Thursday. Let me see. Thursday, I think at 1 o'clock is the viewing.
Elson Baldwin's
son. Yeah. Her son, Mrs. Baldwin's son. The funeral is going to, the visiting is going to be from 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the funeral is going to be at 2 o'clock at Miller's Chapel.
Okay.
So let's keep the family in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God that he allowed me to stop by and see her before she passed. About 2 weeks ago, he called me and told me that they had, you know, put her in hospice care at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went by and talked with her, and thank God I was able to pray with her before I.
That's good. Yeah.
And that's what gives me peace.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
All for the first family, I want to let you know, I don't know if you remember the musician that used to play for the church, the Royal Oaks. He used to be a musician there at Central Heights Church. He passed on yesterday.
Who you said what?
Darrell Oaks. He was a musician there at the church for a little while.
Oh, okay. God is still calling, I do.
Yeah, let's stay prayed up.
Yes, yes.
Remember his family in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Praying time. Yeah.
Okay. Bless you. Thank you all for attending today on Zoom.
Amen.
Amen.
Good word.
Yeah, good word. God bless you.
Yes, good word.
Keep up the good word. You're doing a terrific job.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 45 years coming up.
Wow.
Wow. Amen.
Okay. If we get a benediction, then you can continue to talk. May the grace of God. May the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody say amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Amen.